Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Two 11-year-old boys were shot in Philadelphia in back-to-back nights. Sunday night, an 11-year-old was one of three victims in a shooting in Grays Ferry. Police say the child was caught in the crossfire on South Napa Street during a family barbecue. A 43-year-old woman and 31-year-old man also were shot. Philadelphia Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Nash.
They had finished eating food. They were into dessert. They were making s'mores on the barbecue when this incident occurred, and there were children that were gathered outside.
The boy suffered a graze wound to the back. Police believe the 31-year-old was the intended target, but aren't sure why.
We don't know what the cause of this, what rationale. I've talked to the family members. This is a good family, and they have... They have no idea why their family member would be targeted.
An 11-year-old boy was also shot Saturday night in Alney while walking down A Street. That boy suffered a graze wound to the head and shoulder. Both 11-year-olds are expected to be okay. After more than a half dozen separate shooting incidents over the weekend, a special committee of City Council will hold an emergency public hearing to address the issue of gun violence in Philadelphia. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, the hearing begins Tuesday.
The hearing will take place virtually over the course of 2 days to allow the public to speak and to give time to law enforcement and city officials to answer questions.
What is the gun violence strategy overall as it relates to the administration, as it relates to the district attorney's office, as it relates to the Philadelphia Police Department?
Philadelphia City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson is chair of the Special Committee on Gun Violence Prevention, which is hosting the hearing. He says it had been in the works but became urgent after 7-year-old Zamar Jones was shot while playing on his porch August 1st.
This past weekend saw roughly 10 separate shootings with victims, including an 11-year-old boy who suffered a graze wound to the head and a pregnant woman. She and her baby will be okay. This year, there have been more than 250 homicides, a 30% increase over this time last year. In addition to the hearing tomorrow and Wednesday, Johnson will hold a Peace Not Guns rally today at 3 p.m. outside City Hall. Trash pickup in Upper Darby will resume today. Collection had been suspended until August 24th after members of the Upper Darby Sanitation Division tested positive for coronavirus. But Upper Darby Mayor Barbara Ann Keffer now says they were able to get drivers and other workers through a private company. They'll use township trash trucks, which she says have been sanitized. Trash collection will be once a week for now. You should follow the normal non-summer collection schedule. Recycles, though, won't get picked up until August 24th. Sanitation Division workers in Upper Darby remain quarantined. One other trash pickup note, in Philadelphia, trash and recycle collection will be one day behind this entire week. The Philadelphia School District is starting the school year online because of COVID-19. How will the district know it's safe to return to the classroom? KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The current plan calls for all virtual classes for the first marking period until November 17th. After that, a transition to a hybrid plan that includes in-person instruction 2 days a week. Superintendent William Height says the district will decide its course of action in consultation with the city health department.
If case counts begin to rise, whether it's in a community or in a school or in an area of the city, then they would advise on whether or not the school should be closed, classrooms should be closed, or the district should be all virtual.
Height points out that before the district pivoted to an all virtual opening, the city health commissioner believed it was safe to have socially distanced students in classrooms 2 days a week. Before any decision to return to in-person classes, Height says the district will consider the ventilation in classrooms, whether children can be kept 6 feet apart, and whether PPE supplies are adequate. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.